Welcome to the Wellbeing Room. I'm your host, Leah Cooper from the Centre of Key. In this podcast, you'll hear stories of my own wellbeing journey, and you'll also be meeting some special people along the way who'll be sharing their stories too. As you listen, I hope you get inspired to improve your own wellbeing and get more out of life. Welcome to the Wellbeing Room. In this episode, it is part two of the interview I conducted with Maddox. Maddox is a personal power coach and a podcaster. And in the second half of the interview, we talked about his podcast and how the idea for this podcast came about and the purpose behind it. We also talk about vulnerability, authenticity, and intimacy. So strap yourselves in and get ready for this episode of The Wellbeing Room. Wow, we could talk about this forever, but I want to move on because I want to talk a little bit about your podcast. And I'm curious to know, I mean, obviously the title says a lot about it, you know, the Authentic Gay Man podcast. And I guess I want to know how the idea came about for you specifically and who you're hoping to serve as on this platform.
I think the idea came about because I just realized after many, many years of being an out gay man, how superficial it all is in so many ways. Just our social life, anytime I was at any type of community event, and oftentimes even in smaller circles of friends, the conversation rarely ever dipped below the surface. It was always about, you know, what designer label you bought yesterday at the department store, or what you were driving, or, you know, who you had sex with on Saturday night, it was just really, really shallow, superficial stuff that didn't feed my soul.
Yeah.
And I thought there's gotta be more. And I understand why there's not more. I get it. You know, I think generally speaking, I'm going to generalize here. I think there's a huge percentage of gay men that are absolutely starved for true emotional intimacy. And it scares the absolute shit out of us. And the fear is greater than the desire. I just saw such a need. And when I began to talk in small circles, that was validated. There were others that were saying, yes, this is hollow and empty, and I wish for more. I want more. I wish for more, but I haven't been able to find it. And I've been out as a gay man I'm in my 41st year. And it's been so hard to meet other gay men that I could even have a halfway decent conversation with any depth or share anything about myself. And I just thought, you know, Mahatma Gandhi says, be the change that you want to see. So I thought, I wonder if I could put a dent in this some way or another. I have struggled with authenticity my whole life. Now, I came to realize here about 3 years ago, that the reason everything around me was so superficial was because I didn't know how to show up authentically and vulnerably. I was walled off. I had a fortress around me. And it was a safety issue. It was around some events that happened when I first came out of the closet at age 24. I built this fortress. I went through some experiences that really felt terribly unsafe. And so I built a fortress and I lived in that fortress, and I would bitch and complain about how shallow it all was and how there was just nothing of any substance here. And yet I was part of the problem. And it was a pretty rude awakening when I realized that my way of being and showing up in the world was generating that. Life is a self-fulfilling prophecy. I was generating it. And I knew that I wanted to change it in my personal life. And then when I began to actually successfully do that, I thought, wow, there was this part of me that literally thought, dude, you have cracked the code. You could help other gay men with this. You've cracked the code. You know, I went from that superficial and hardly any friends, lots of acquaintances, almost no friends, to now having friends that I can talk about almost anything with and feel safe, and they've got my back. And I mean, I'm on the other side of it, enjoying these rich, wonderful relationships that I've never had. I'm 65 years old, and this has just come about in the last 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
And I thought, you have something to take to your community. You have something of value that I believe people are going to want. Gay men are going to want, not all, maybe.
That's right.
Not all.
Yeah.
But enough.
Yeah.
Enough. And now that I've launched the podcast, with the response I have gotten, it's pretty, it's validated that yes, yes, they do want what I have learned to do. They would like to also experience what I'm experiencing.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's I love that. It's interesting, isn't it, how we just go through these things and find ourselves in situations where there's that potential to make a difference, I think. And that can be scary, I'm sure. Like you said earlier, you know, it was quite daunting, and you know, you just had to take it step by step to get there. But I think the rewards of those efforts are really knowing that what you're doing is going to help other people on their journey as well.
That's my hope. That's my sincere hope. You know, I have the purpose of the podcast. It's taken me a little bit, you know, and it's still sort of evolving, but at this point, I think I'm getting really, really close. And that is, it's about creating a safe platform for gay men to be seen, heard, and valued.
Yeah.
We don't really have that.
Mm.
You know, I mean, the need to be seen, heard, and valued is a basic need. Brené Brown talks about this in some of her books. It's a basic human need. We all want to be seen, heard, and valued.
Yeah.
But as gay men, and maybe that this applies, there's other groups that this applies to, but my focus is on gay men. To gay men, we got an extra dose. You know, we had to hide in the shadows when we realized as children that we were different and it didn't feel safe to be different. Yeah. We got teased, we got picked on, we got bullied. I had all of that happen. You make yourself invisible. You want to blend into the walls so you won't get picked on. So we lived in the shadows, and we pretended to be somebody that we totally weren't, so we wouldn't get the shit beat out of us after school every day.
Yeah.
And so our need to be seen and heard is even greater because we have been in darkness for so much of our lives. And I find that, I know for me, and I certainly see this in so many men around me, because we have that need to be seen and heard, we'll do all kinds of crazy shit to get attention.
Yeah.
You know, I have been one to tell jokes to entire groups of people at parties, have an audience where I'm telling jokes, or to get drunk and dance on the tables, or to wear outlandish hairstyles or clothing.
Yeah.
And it's only been in the last few months that I realized that's not truly being seen and heard. That's getting attention. And there is a distinction between getting attention and truly being seen and heard.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's no amount of getting attention that's ever going to fill that need to be seen and heard. The podcast is about vulnerability. You know, one of the things I now know clearly that true, deep and meaningful connection, there's only one way that that happens. Only one. And that's through vulnerability. Vulnerability is absolutely essential for relationships. Now, it may not be essential for vague acquaintances.
No.
But if you're going to have that, I have your back, you have my back, you can tell me anything, I trust you completely kind of relationship.
Yeah.
That is not going to happen without vulnerability.
No, that's
right. And that's not something we know how to do because we've lived in the shadows all of our lives.
Yeah. No, and I think you've made a great point. And I think, you know, it does translate across to all people. And for me personally, you know, understanding what it means to be vulnerable has been a big game changer for myself personally. And I was listening to your first episode of your podcast where you were talking about vulnerability and how authenticity and vulnerability and intimacy are all really intertwined. And I was just wondering if you want to share a bit about that, because I think for me, from my experience, you know, when I wasn't able to be vulnerable, or I felt I had to, you know, block something off of myself in a relationship, it's hard, you know, you can't have that intimacy with someone because you're always sort of hiding part of who you are. So I really can see how authenticity and vulnerability and intimacy interrelate. And it's something I never really thought about until I heard you talk about it the other day. So, you know, is there something you could share with our listeners on that topic?
They're definitely very connected. You can't get to that place of emotional intimacy without the vulnerability. You know, one of the things that we hear is that vulnerability, and even the dictionary describes vulnerability as weakness.
Mm.
Well, there is a certain vulnerability that would be considered weakness, but emotional vulnerability does not fall in that category.
Mm.
Emotional vulnerability is quite the opposite, and this is so hard for people to grasp. It is not weakness. It is insane courage and strength.
Mm.
It takes real courage to get really vulnerable. It's not for the faint of heart. So don't give me that it's weakness bullshit. I'm not buying it, you know?
Yeah. Mm.
It really is. Some of my greatest strength comes through, courage and strength comes through in my most vulnerable of moments.
You know, vulnerability for me is, I guess it comes from self-love in a way too. Like the more we can be comfortable with ourselves, the more we can be comfortable around other people that we have relationships with. And I think that enables us to show up with that vulnerability, and it allows us to be authentic in who we are. I think if we're always trying to hide who we are because we don't like who we are, or we're struggling with something internally, it's harder for us to be that authentic self because we're constantly battling with ourselves. And I think,
yes.
And I'm just speaking from my personal experience, just reflecting on the spot here. So having that inner battle, you know, stops us from being authentic. It stops us from being vulnerable. And then it puts up a barrier to that intimacy that we really want and desire as a human animal. And I think once we can have that intimacy with ourselves, you know, and that self-love, and, you know, I loved what you're talking about, how, you know, you curl up in your bed and you give yourself a hug and really showing that intimacy to yourself, then there's so much strength that you can get from that, and then bring that into a relationship with someone else and be comfortable with who you are and show up in those ways where it's really important. And that's what I'm hearing. So does that make sense?
Yeah. I think you're spot on. And something that's emerging right now in the moment that's never crossed my mind before is in that self-love and that time spent when I'm holding myself or touching my face or running my fingers through my hair, that is a form of me being vulnerable with me. And when I can be vulnerable with me, it makes it that much easier to be vulnerable with another. You know, back to that, it all starts inside of us.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's anything that could change our world, if there was anything that I wanted to say, you know, this is the thing. It is the internal peace. It's the peace we shy away from, and yet it's where all of our power is found.
Yeah.
Everything emanates from that place. It's inside of us. All you have to do is just close your eyes and go within.
Yeah. Which is hard for people. It's hard, but
it is.
If there's a desire and a willingness, then it's definitely an achievable possibility to get there.
Well, there's something that's I'm being urged also to say, and that is one of the reasons that I wanted to be a guest on your podcast was I know your podcast is about wellness. And everything I'm talking about plays a gigantic role in wellness. You know, the more we love ourselves, and then the more we love others because of that love for self, that generates an energy of peace and an energy of wellness.
Yeah. I'm glad you shared that. Yeah, it is. It's like a vibration of energy that we create. And my hope and desire is that, you know, by creating this higher vibration in ourselves and, you know, transmuting that out into the world and people picking up on that, we can just increase the positive vibration on the planet, in humanity, and out into the world as well. And I think that's something that this time and place really needs more of.
You spoke so perfectly with that statement right there. Absolutely, Leah. Yeah. Our world is in desperate need of what we're talking about right here. The world needs love. Yeah. And the way that's really ever going to work effectively is going to be for it to start inside of each one of us and emanate out from there.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, I'm getting shivers. This is so lovely having this conversation. I would love you to share with our listeners one thing that has really helped you improve wellness and get more out of life. And it could be anything, small, big, whatever, but one thing that's really stuck with you as a wellness, well-being practice.
I think probably the biggest thing, and I've kind of hit on this a little bit, but I think the biggest thing has been to generate a habit for myself where the self-love or self-care or the self-talk, or that it's not something that I just do every once in a while when I think about it. It's not something I do when I'm in the shithole and need to figure out some, you know, it's like people who pray when they're in trouble, but they fail to pray when things are going fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
This is something that is so integrated into me that it is there. You know how your phone, you can have apps that you can see, and then you have the apps that are behind that you can't see.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have an app in my beingness that is running in the background all the time. And yes, it does take some battery energy, but if I were going to put it in a metaphor, I've got that self-love app running in the background all the time.
Yeah.
Shows up in my dreams. It shows up in my meditations. If I journal, it shows up in my journaling. It shows up in my conversations. My days throughout the day, I'm checking in with myself to see where I am on that right now. Where are you in that self-love?
Yeah.
I've made it the most important thing in my life. This is sustenance. This is a form of sustenance, just like food, oxygen, and water.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that may sound a little daunting, but once you kind of put the habit in place and it just starts to, I mean, you don't think of eating, drinking, or breathing as daunting.
No, that's right.
You just do it. Well, this is the same thing.
Yeah.
There's a point where you get it in place and you just do it.
Yeah.
Because it's such a game changer.
Yeah, I'm so glad you've shared that.
Thank you so much for having me. It has been a pleasure and an honor. And thank you for creating a space for me to be seen and heard.
Oh, you're most welcome, Maddox. Thank you so much.
It was such a pleasure to have Maddox on the Wellbeing Room. Thank you so much for tuning in to part two of this interview that I had with him. I hope you enjoyed listening, and I hope you take something away from this discussion. Really, the piece about authenticity, vulnerability, and intimacy is something that I think is really, really, really important. And I love how he shares about
this whole idea of having a self-love app running in the background of our lives. I think that is definitely something to think about and consider how you can improve and be more tuned in to growing in self-love. If you enjoyed this episode and if you're enjoying listening to The Wellbeing Room, please check our other episodes out. And if you would like to share this with a friend or family member, I'd be really grateful too. You can also leave a review on Apple Podcasts. The links are in the show notes below. And I look forward to catching up with you in The Wellbeing Room again soon. Until then, stay well.